Please remain standing for a moment for our prayer of invocation. Let's pray together. Lord, you hear us when we call. Your ears are open to our trials, our pain. You hear our amen as we praise you. Lord, you weep for the downtrodden, and you desire justice and mercy and grace for all people. For however much we have failed to be agents of you in this, God, let us be so. For however much we have not seen your fingerprints in all the shoring up and fixing in each of our lives, let us know it here, now, today, so that we might ring out alongside your call for justice and right relationship for all things, in all things. To that end, Lord, please be with us now. Amen. We'll start with our Old Testament reading. So that's in the first part of your pew Bibles. We'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. You can find that on page 536 of your pew Bibles. I'll read that, and then I'll read our New Testament reading in a moment. Then we'll take a few seconds to just sit and reflect before we hear from Jim today. This is Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And then our second reading this morning is in the second half of your pew Bibles on page 3 of the New Testament section of your pew Bibles. I'll be reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, the Beatitudes. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, saying, and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.